It should have been the holiday of a lifetime. But when this Swedish couple and their baby left home for a four-month-long honeymoon trip, they couldn't have imagined the troubles ahead. During their round-the-world journey, Erika and Stefan Svanström experienced a blizzard, a cyclone, flooding, a bushfire, an earthquake, and a nuclear disaster.
We started with a snowstorm in Germany, so that slowed us down for a night, so we had to spend the night there. Then it was the bushfires in Perth, and also we had the monsoon and a storm in Bali.
They were diving in Queensland, Australia, when the biggest cyclone in years hit the area.
We ended up in Cairns in Queensland, in Australia, and experienced the cyclone Jasi, which of course was the biggest cyclone they had in ages. We were evacuated for 24 hours in a shopping mall together with 2,500 others, sleeping on a concrete floor, and the power went out in the middle of the night. So that was a different experience on a honeymoon, definitely.
Then it was off to New Zealand, where a magnitude 6.3 earthquake killed over 200 people. Next on the itinerary was Tokyo in Japan. They enjoyed 2 days of sightseeing before one of the worst earthquakes ever struck the country, followed by a tsunami.
That's when we really experienced the forces of nature close at hand. We were sitting in the restaurant and all of a sudden two ladies are starting to talking to us in Japanese and saying, oh, shake, shake. So we had to get out of the restaurant and everything was shaking. We saw light posts just wobbling in the open air.
The family escaped unharmed, but then faced the threat of a nuclear fallout. The couple and baby Eleanor are now safely back home, recovering from their eventful honeymoon. Rona Dougal, Sky News.